Rock 107 WIRX. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what that is. I honestly have no idea. Apparently, it means I've had too much caffeine. Anyway, it's 6:37. We got a full look at your forecast coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do rock news. Obviously, Hunter is out, so I have the rock news duties for today. I'll try not to screw it up, Hunter. The nominees for the next Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class were just announced, and there are 19 of them. Plenty of names for people to complain about, and plenty of space on the list for the band that you love that wasn't named, as always. The biggest names are Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, Bon Jovi, Depeche Mode, Judas Priest, The Cars, Dire Straits. They haven't been nominated yet. LL Cool J's on there, The Eurythmics, and The Moody Blues. You also got The Zombies, Jay Giles Band, some other ones that really don't matter. To be eligible, you have to have a single or album released in 1992 or earlier. Radiohead and Rage Against the Machine are the only bands to appear in their very first year of eligibility in that list. Judas Priest, Dire Straits, and others were eligible in previous years, but all are appearing for the first time as well. The rest have all been nominated before. Voting will be held on the Rock's Hall's site until December 5th, and then the induction ceremony will go down on April 14th. Lastly, in your rock news, Tom Petty had a long, successful career, but in an interview all the way back in 1981, he tried to come up with his own epitaph, and it was short, but really sweet. And I have a feeling he wouldn't mind just letting it stand. Here it is. Quote, he really liked rock and roll. In the same interview, he said, quote, I used to have these soul-searching nights where I'd lie awake and think, when it's all over, all you're going to leave behind is the records. That's all the F you're doing. You can talk about money or fame or whatever gets you off, but that's all that's left is the records. Unrelated news, sales of Petty's music surged more than 6,000% after his death. Miley Cyrus paid tribute to him by singing Wildflowers on the Howard Stern Show and actually did a really nice job. That's your rock news.